Bloop, bloop. I'm just kidding. We were just kidding around in the chat room there, man. I need to... it's right here. It's Tuesday night right here on Kayak Fishing Radio. And it is Tuesday night, December 20th. And 5 days till Christmas, or 4 days if you're in my family. I'm your host, Rob DeVore, otherwise known as a Bad Batcast, and you can catch all the goings-on or non-goings-on on my website, which is abadbatcast.com. So if you just click on abadbatcast.com, and that's what it looks like. Thank you. So anyway, we need to get up to Venice there and do some fishing, man. Also, you might want to check out yakangler.com. That is your ultimate kayak fishing resource right there. And it's a great site. It's a great site to be part of. Got some folks filing in. You in the back, it's okay. Come on in. And got the landing crew, the Salt Warrior, Redfish Jacks. Good to see Brandon in there. And the Hammerhead Greg Crisp, and the always popular The Godfather. That would be Chip Gibson. Yay! All right. Got a lot of folks in. How's it going, all right, Chip?
I'm good, man. Awesome. Another crummy weather evening in Atlanta.
Yeah, you got your weekly cold front this week?
It's going to last. They're calling for rain all the way through Christmas here.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's a drag. But at least you're not getting what they got out in New Mexico and stuff, man. I was seeing that they got about 20 inches of snow, so that's definitely not somewhere I want to be.
Yeah, it ain't freezing. That's nice.
At least not without my waders, you know. I'm definitely thankful to be down here. It's unseasonably warm this week, lows in the 60s and highs in 75 all week long. So I gotta say, you know, looking back at last year compared to last year, we are definitely having a lot warmer winter this year. I think the last time I was on the water last year was the week after Thanksgiving, I believe. And I didn't get back on the water till the boondoggle in Jacksonville. So that's not happening this year. I definitely got my waders. We'll get into that in a few minutes. We're definitely lucky down here in Florida. I'm on the west coast of Florida, around Tampa Bay area. Clearwater, Dunedin, Tarpon Springs. Clearwater. Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, Sarasota. If you need it. So it's developing hot. ... So anyway, it's good to see everybody here tonight, the week of Christmas, and ho, 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 and all of that stuff. And I'm sure that you guys are excited, and hopefully you're getting a lot of kayak fishing stuff for Christmas this year. I know I probably will get something. Usually Mom and my brother are good about filling my stocking with DOA shrimps and all sorts of stuff. So it's always a good thing, man, for the fisher person on your list. You can always use those. But if you're so inclined and you're into the social networking, definitely check out our Facebook page. That would be Kayak Fishing Radio LLC. If you don't already, be sure to like us. A lot of us folks are on there, and you can get boondoggle updates and updates for shows and invites to the show and all of that stuff, reminders, as I like to call them. And if you don't like receiving reminders from me, I usually try to send them out once a week, and I try not to hammer everybody on my friends list with them, you know, each and every week. So I try to send them out as, you know, regular reminders, you know, maybe every couple of weeks, folks that maybe don't show up every week or something and show up once in a while. You know, I'll send them one once in a while. But if you don't like receiving those, just let me know, and I won't send them to you, man. Or you can always go to you can always go to your settings on Facebook and put block everything from Rob on Kayak Fishing Radio. I try not to abuse it and hammer people left and right with it. So if you don't like it and you don't want to receive those notices, please let me know. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. I am a bad backcast on Twitter. Send me a friend request. Say hey. Something like that. So we're always... I'm always there, usually. What else is there to do at work, right? Except to play around on Twitter. My work computer does not like Twitter, though. So, but it always comes to my phone, and I'm more than happy to talk to anybody on Twitter, whatever. But anyway, so it's a week before Christmas, and all through Bad Batcast house. Not a creature was stirring, except for Lacey, who started Christmas early by breaking into her presents. Yeah, I came home from fishing on Sunday, and there was wrapping paper shredded up all over the floor and a bag of raw hides strewn all through the house, man. And not a one was eaten, if you can believe that. It's like she started in one room and she didn't eat any of them. She doesn't really like that kind.
She spread the Christmas cheer.
Yeah, I didn't get it, man. It's weird.
And then you knew she didn't like... Why did you get them for her for a present, then?
I didn't. My grandmother did. Wrapped them all up and everything.
All right.
And I guess... I thought I had them out of reach, but apparently they weren't far enough out of reach for her. So she decided to start Christmas early, and she just kind of... You know, there's five big old Exer hide, rawhide bones all dragged around the house. It was pretty cute anyway. But that's cool. I'll get her some bones that she does like. Those are like emergency bones. When she's jonesing for a bone and we run out, sometimes, you know, she'll try to hold out on those, pretend like she's, you know, like she doesn't want that and she's waiting for like one of the good ones. And but she'll eventually eat it. It's a good thing it wasn't the bones that she likes, man, or else I'd probably have one sick doggy here. So anyway, Lacey always loves Christmas, and so do I. And but yes, I am definitely getting involved. I'm definitely going to do some fishing around the Christmas holiday. And let's see here. Oh, man, Hammerheads, Greg Hammer, I'm reading the chat room here real quick. Greg Crisp, his son, Riley, came in second in the YakGear.com photo contest And he's getting a $50 gift certificate. So congratulations to Riley, man. Good job. Good job. Yeah, right. Good deal, man. That was a good picture. So everybody voted for him and not me. Boo. No, I'm kidding. And Landing Crew is a goth, really? Awesome. That's why
he put a trocar hook through his hand.
Nice, good deal. That's why we like him, man. He can test out.
He's always testing gear. Yeah.
Yeah. Test them out, see how good they are. You okay there, Mark? I'm sure you probably muted yourself so you're not so we don't have to bleep out a bunch of stuff. Beep 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 beep.
I got this tourney coming up on Kerr Reservoir in early March, and it's actually a week right after the boondoggle. So I'm sitting here, I'm tying these hooks on there, and I tied the Carolina top piece off, and I didn't even notice it, but this, I must have did something just right, and it, that thing is so damn sharp. It went straight in the palm, the real meaty section of your palm right underneath your thumb. Didn't even realize it until I went to pull on the rig, and I was like, "Ooh, there's something in my hand."
Wow.
Went
well,
deep
I hope
quick.
You're okay, man. Rub some dirt on it. You'll be okay. You'll be okay. He'll show up at the boondoggle, like, you know, you ever see those emails with the dudes that, like, you know, with all the piercings and stuff? He'll look like that, except fish hooks, you know? And he's like, oh, no, man, I do this intentionally. You know, matches my sunburn. I put this in my, all these hooks in my nose, and I just take one out when I need one.
That's one way to carry your gear.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding with you, Mark. Man, I hope you're okay. You know, throw some methylate on there. Some
Windex.
Yeah, Windex. I couldn't think of it. I was going to say Bengay, but that's not the... Neosporin. There you go. I was in the ointment section in my brain. There we go.
I'm just going to take two Motrin, drink a canteen of water, and call the corpsman in the morning.
That's right. Keep your hydration up, man.
Also in the chat room, yes, on a rare Tuesday night. Welcome, Mark, the Yak Sushi from YakSushiMedia.com and one of the founders of the always dreaded YakAngler.com. Welcome to the chat room. All right, man. So here I am fooling around, and it's 8:15 already. Good Lord, where's the time go? I don't have a whole lot to talk about tonight, as usual. Usually I'm jabbering. But tonight is kind of, we're just kind of chilled out, kind of got the Buzzards Row going, and I got my buddies on the phone, and I'm glad to hear from you guys, man. Yeah, right here before Christmas, so I'm excited about it. I'm pacing around my bedroom. But over the weekend, I did get some fishing in. Got to test out the frog tog waders and look like a ninja turtle, like Yak Sushi pointed out on my Facebook page the other day. And that's okay, though, man. I wasn't too cold. It was in the high 50s to start the day. And and the water temperature was right around 62, 63, and it was breezy. So I figured, I'm not taking any chances. I don't like the cold. I don't like to be cold. All of you northern folks that are listening are like, that's what it's like in the summertime up here. But it doesn't get like that down here very often. That's winter time for me. And the frog togs are awesome. So if you're looking for waders, it's the frog togs with the stocking foot, and they performed beautifully. Now, I had a base layer on. I had sweatpants on. Not real thick ones or fleece ones or anything like that. Just regular old sweatpants and waders. And that everything, I didn't even feel like I was getting in the water, man. I wasn't too cold or anything like that all day long. And up top I had on one of the Dry Star shirts, the compression shirts, and long sleeve microfiber, and a hoodie, and my waterproof jacket. So yeah,
you look like
I was
Kenny from Kenny from South Park, man.
Thanks,
with a GoPro
man.
On his head.
That's awesome. That's really good, man. Thanks. No, and I was layered up, and I figured I'd rather be in layers, and if I get too hot, I can take stuff off, man. So I'd rather do that than be too cold. And Keith, my buddy Keith, he had the same sort of gear on, and he was like, you know, we definitely would be cold if we'd be chilly if we didn't have the stuff on. So they performed beautifully. And, you know, sometimes when you with wetsuits and things like that, you know, you get your feet in the water and all of a sudden you get, you know, you're cold because the thing you're wearing turns the same temperature as the water, you know, and pretty much pretty soon so do you. So I have to say I didn't feel that way at all, man, so it was awesome. So you got waders, don't you, Chip?
Yeah, I do. I can't remember the name of the set that I've got. They're BPS. They're just an inexpensive pair, but they work out real well. They're breathable, lightweight.
Yeah. I love them, man. It worked great. So no more staying home all winter waiting for, you know, the temperature to get above 70 to go fishing. So I'm excited, man. I'm happy about it. And the jacket I got, it was, I forget what, it wasn't a Columbia, because I looked at the Columbia stuff, and it was like $110 for this, literally, well, not literally, but pretty close to the same jacket and that I got for $30. And it does the same thing, and it feels the same, and it works for me, so I'm happy about that. Not, and it's nothing against Columbia gear, man. But, yeah. It was a good, you know, it was a little, pretty much a scouting trip, just to check out the lay of the land. We actually went out right before low tide to get an idea of this new area that we were fishing in. And basically, it was a lot like, I want to call it like a miniature mosquito lagoon, because it was very shallow. It had a trench running through it. There were boulders in the trench, which was kind of weird, but I just haven't seen stuff like that around here anywhere. And the grass flats were beautiful. They were probably about 2 to 3 feet deep, crystal clear. You could see sponges and little, what do you call them, corals growing and stuff like that. So it was a very nice grass flat, very nice that we were fished on. And then it would just, you know, kind of had like these little interior sections with oyster bars and just all kinds of stuff. There's signs up all over the place that say, at this place that we launched, that say, you know, no motorized watercraft. You know, you can't launch motorized watercraft. And like all day long, all I saw was motorized watercraft launching from there. So I don't know. Maybe they just, maybe they couldn't read the sign or something. That's right. What's that sign say? I ain't know, but we got us a couple of suitcases and Natty Light, and we're good. Right. Kidding. Yeah, I don't get that, man. You know, you see stuff like that all the time that says, you know, no launching of motorized watercraft or no motor zone, and it's like, really? I don't see no sign. Must mean everybody but me. So, I know that the yak anglers out there, though, everybody decides to follow the rules and read the signs, right? Right. And I'm proud of you guys for that, man. It's the only way to be. Because if it was me and I was, like, putting a boat in somewhere and, you know, doing rooster tails through the snow motor zone, I'm sure that the FWC would be sitting, the FWC boat would be sitting there watching me. It's just how it works, man. All right, man. So what else? I forget what else I was going to talk about. Something else, and I forget. Yeah, wear your PFDs, people. It's a nice... definitely get your PFDs. Wear them. They're there for a reason. My stuff fit over all of my stuff, you know. I was looked like the little kid brother from A Christmas Story. You know, but all of my stuff fit over it. If it didn't, I probably would have adjusted it. So make sure you wear your PFDs, people. It's very, very important. And especially if you got kids out there, man, make sure they got PFDs. Make sure they fit. I know it's kind of difficult sometimes because they outgrow them so fast. But hand it down. You know, when he outgrows it, hand it down to the next one. You know, I'm sure that they can use it too. But that's very important, especially this time of year, man. You might not, you might not make it without a PFD. If you decide to, if you accidentally dump your kayak or something like that. Oh man, we were talking. We need to do a boondoggle up in Venice, Louisiana. There, man, that's some good fishing up there. I keep saying that, and hopefully everybody will jump on and go, "Yay, let's go there!" There in up there in Landing Cruz neck of the woods, man. Mark, when can we do a boondoggle up there, buddy?
Hopefully next fall.
Fall? Yeah. What kind of holiday? Columbus Day again?
Yeah, that would be absolutely perfect.
We can
get
have
into the first set of stripes moving in, the schoolies, and we got everything moving out. So the trout, if we had puppy drum, they'd be around. The big drum are moving out of the bay. Trophy are moving. I mean, your possibilities are endless with that time of year. So
okay, good. That's what we're looking for, man. And so we got to figure out another government holiday that we can have a Venice, Louisiana boondoggle there. And for the reports I hear, it's like no matter when you go up there, it's good fishing. So doesn't matter to me.
You don't want to go there in the summer, man.
Well, some people don't.
Is Africa hot there?
Africa hot. Wow. Really? Come on, that place is north of here. How hot could it be?
Hot.
Well, I've been in New Orleans in in August before, and it was hot, but hey, I like it that way. You guys bring your portable air conditioner units to for the boondoggle or what? Yeah? No? Maybe?
Gonna sit in a little plastic tub for hours baking. I don't know. I think if we were going to go to Venice, we'd have... Bueller? What was that?
I think the commandant came home early.
Mueller.
Oh, yep. Oops.
He's
maybe
gone.
Admiral came home early. Uh-oh. Wah, wah. That's cool. Yeah, Yaksushi's going to bring his... he's going to bring his portable AC unit to blow into the tent. He's not stupid. Nah, man, I'm used to that kind of stuff, so it doesn't matter to me. I know it's it matters to some of these old people. I'm just kidding with you. No, that's cool. We'll have to figure out a, speaking of boondoggles, in case you didn't know, make sure that you make your plans for the President's Day. It's the second annual President's Day Kayak Fishing Radio Yak Angler Boondoggle taking place in South Florida, 10,000 Islands area, Chokoloskee, south of Fort Myers there. And, come on down. I know that all of the northern folks there will be heading, making a beeline there. And will probably be putting on the shorts by the time they get to Georgia. So definitely make your plans, get your campsites. There's alternate accommodations close by. And we're going to have a riot, man. That's going to be President's Day weekend, 2012. That is in February for those folks that don't work for the government. I believe, help me with the dates, Chip. I'm always terrible with the dates. Is that February 17th?
17 to 20.
17th to the 20th. There you go. I think I got days off.
Guyfishingradio.com, boondoggle, and yakangle.com, yes. Boondoggle.
That's right. / boondoggle. I'm sure that if you Googled it, it would probably come up. If it doesn't, we could probably get Yak Sushi to put some meta tags on there, and meta tags, whatever you want to call them, and they'll come up huge. First thing. That's like the greatest thing in the world. No, that's great. So everybody make sure that you do your bit, make your accommodations, and get down here because we're going to have a lot of fun. It's always fun getting together with everybody for these boondoggles. We go out camping. We go out fishing. We fix food. And we videotape. Whoever falls asleep first gets the shaving cream trick. Except for Haywood. We definitely don't want to do that to Haywood. Yeah, so definitely make your accommodations, your plans, and it's going to be a blast. A lot of the folks from Fort Myers, Bonita Bob and his clan are going to be there to kind of show us the ropes for all of us who don't know. So I'm excited, man. So get your bunks made, get your uniforms on, get down there, man. It's the time for it. So. Then we got to, you know, Chip, so you're having like a mini boondoggle in January at the Goon.
I just got to get a little warm up, a little pre-fishing, you know, get a little more, a little salt in my blood about 30 days out so that I'm ready to go, you know.
Good deal. And we got to plan the next one. So that's half the fun is plan the next one. So are we going to go with like votes or are we going to just plan it and tell people where to show up or what?
We're going to have a steering committee and we'll set up some meetings and conference calls and PowerPoint presentations and all of that good stuff.
That's cool. We'll get the war room lined up, you know, smokeless ashtray and all that stuff. I'm kidding. You know,
that's right.
I think everybody in Louisiana has a kayak because they've effectively taken over the Yak Angler membership there. I think we've gotten about 100, 200 new members in the last month or so, and they're like all from somewhere in Louisiana. So I think that's like you get your driver's license and you buy a car and then you buy a kayak. Or maybe the other way around. I don't know. Sounds like the place to live. But that's definitely a hot fishery up there. And I'm excited about getting up there for sure. Man, the Yak Sushi's in there. Redfish Jacks. All sorts of folks are showing up and saying hey and Merry Christmas to everybody, man. Or happy holidays, or whatever you want to say. I say Merry Christmas because that's the one that I celebrate. But, man, hopefully you guys get some good kayak fishing gear for Christmas, man. Awesome. I got a lot of stuff to do this week, man. Personally, me, myself. Because the fam is coming here for Christmas, so I got to get the tree put up and presents wrapped and food cooked and all that stuff. Man, this week or last weekend, my mom and my brother were over here at my house, and we made Christmas cookies from about 11 o'clock till about 11:30 at night. 12 and a half solid hours of making Christmas cookies, man. It was awesome. And hopefully the next time I go out fishing, my waders will still fit. Oh, man. So what's... Mark, you okay there? Wheeler?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine, man.
You dropped off and kind of... What happened?
That's the joy of having a touchscreen phone. Is if you breathe on it just right, mm-hmm. it all of a sudden starts prank calling people.
Oh, nice. Cool.
So, yeah. I had to lock the screen, and when I did that, it dropped off, and I was... Gotta love
yeah.
technology. Can do everything
yeah,
by total phone call.
I heard some girl saying, Wheeler? And I was... I thought the Admiral came home early or something. And I was
out.
That's cool, man. So you getting out fishing over the holidays?
Yeah.
Do you ever get that hook out of your hand?
Yeah, the hook's already it's been out. I've got a pre-approval from the Commandant for a limbo pass to head across to the bay to the cow pasture. See if I can put a couple in the stockyard.
Good deal. Hey, you know, talking about getting hooks in hands and all that stuff, because somebody put up, there was a thread going on Yak Angler not too long ago, or somebody put a picture up, and it was a treble hook, man, and somebody got two of them in their hand, and it was like, it basically held together their thumb and their forefinger. It was like a full-blown, all-the-way-through deal. I was like, just looking for the fish, man. I was like, why isn't the fish so hooked up to it? You ever do that, man? You ever, that's one reason I hate treble hooks, is when I used to bass fish, you know, you used to grab that bass by the, you know, you used to lip that bass, and if you got a crankbait on there with two sets of treble hooks, man, I can't tell you how many times that, you know, you go grab the lip and it does the head shake, and you end up with, like, you know, some nice trebles in your back of your hand or, you know, fingers or somewhere. You ever do that, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
That's always nice. I love that, man.
It happens here and there.
We need to name that move. Like, make it like...
Be wearing a Zara Spook on the back of your hand for a week.
Zara Spook hand?
the worst for me was, you know, if I see a bass and he's got, you know, all the hooks in his maw, I think I want to do is try to grab him. So I just, if he's got them all hooked in him, I'll leg kick him. Man, I had one that I leg kicked in, and that one treble that wasn't sunk in his butt hooked me right in the inside of my knee as he went in the
nice.
Kayak. Oh, man.
Nice.
That was awful. But,
oh, man. That's kind of like the flounder the flounder I had that was, you know, sitting on the hatch between my legs where the jig head hooked me on my shorts between my legs. So I got a flounder mouth and a jig head flopping around right there between my legs. It was awesome.
So you could have a new fear factor game, you know, where you take a 12-inch Zara Spook with four sets of trocar treble hooks and stick it on a bonita and throw it in your lap in a kayak.
Oh,
I'll put
nice.
I'll do a bluefish any day.
Oh, my God. And then you could, like, do a 100-yard dash to see who can go the farthest with the fish still attached. Crotch fish hook race. There you go. Wow. That sounds like an Indian phrase or something, man. Like Native American phrase, you know, you could have like he with fish stuck to hand. It's like one of those, you know, if you're Native American, you name your kid that, you know. It's awesome.
Oh,
son of
yeah.
fish stuck to hand. Awesome. There you go.
Or a guy who seems like girl.
Oh my God, we're getting so.
There's that moment of, oh, that just did not happen, and then they flop, and then the squeal comes out.
Yeah.
That girly squeal. Always happens. Sucks.
Dude, that's terrible. Man, what is my show doing here? Yeah, there's the, I believe that's the picture. Yeah, Mark put it in there. Oh, man. There you go. That's awesome. That's like the worst thing I've ever seen. That just makes me cringe looking at that. Thanks for posting that up, Mark. Yes. Was there a hook? Was there a fish on the other hook? Ouch. Yeah, that's something I definitely want to steer away from. YakAngler.com. Images, original photos. There you go. Merry Christmas. You got your ornaments hanging right there on your hand. Yowzer. Now, you ever do that and have to cut them off or go to the emergency room? I remember being in the Keys one time, and me and my buddy Chad, we were out on a reef, and we were catching red grouper. Like, there's no, like, every cast. I mean, it was like you'd pull them up as quick as you could get a bait down. You had another one, you know. And right before that happened, my buddy Chad was putting wire on, like, a wire leader, and he's tying it or rigging it somehow. Anyway, he had a spoon hooked up with a big treble hook on the back of it, and somehow he put it into his underneath his fingernail or his thumbnail, like all the way in and around. And I know this is sounding like some sort of torture, and it was all the way in past the barb, but it didn't come out. And I'm like, you know, you need some help with that, as I'm like hauling fish in, you know. Oh no, I got it, man, I got it. You know, well, dude ends up, you know, I'm sitting there catching fish, and I'm like, okay, well, you ready to go to the hospital? Let me just reel in this last fish here. And he's like, no man, we'll hold on a second. He just like pushed it the rest of the way through and cut it off and threw some tape on it and fished the rest of the day. That's somebody that loves fish right there, man. If you're going to run a treble hook the rest of the way through your finger and cut it so you can cut it off and so you can keep fishing, there you go. I don't know if I would have done that or not. I would have just held my hand out to Chuck or Dee and said, take it off! Take it off!
I actually had a buddy of mine 2 weeks ago down in Southern Carolina, or Southern North Carolina, trout fishing, and he caught a small biter, you know, like 3 foot black tip. Picked it up off the beach because he was surf fishing. Went to take the hook out, it shook, and when it did, it popped the hook out, stuck the hook in the back of his hand, and one of those like smooth movements that, you know, can happen out of like slow motion kind of thing, as he put it.
You know, wow.
The shark came unhooked, my hand came back around, and I tried to snatch it away from the hook, and when I did, it hooked me in the back of the hand. The shark came, you know, he lost the grip of the shark. It came down and bit him twice in the foot.
Oh, man. That's not good.
Man, now they're talking in the chat room
about
putting the hook in your mouth
and pull the knot tight.
That's not good.
I can't chip.
Did you actually do that?
Or did you just know somebody that did?
No, I've seen people that.
Really?
Man, I can't. No way.
I just can't.
I can't imagine that.
Who does that?
Sorry.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Mark said he had a...
So a new guy down
Reddington Pier.
I've been there a lot of time there
in my youth. Was doing that with the hook through his lips.
And this is multiple people, but I just figure it's one person.
But no. That's awesome.
Rob, your sound is bad.
I'm not doing anything. Apologize. I'm not doing anything. It's Skype.
Thank you, Microsoft, for purchasing Skype.
Man. Reverb.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm just sitting here at my desk talking about stupid stuff.
In kayak fishing.
Man. I'm sorry you feel like you're drunk, Mark. I'm not doing anything different, and I can't control tonight. Sorry. Apologies. Next
try page. Refreshing the page. Yeah. Refresh your page.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Did that help?
No.
I'm not running anything else on the PC. Oh, now it sounds like
real...
ramp. That's great. Thanks. I'm not running anything extra on my Mac or anything. Thanks a lot, guys. All right, well, I guess I might as well bail if, you know, you guys are going to, if it's sounding like garbage and it's not my fault. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, it's probably bandwidth, man, with Skype or the weather or something, so.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, I'm not doing anything else, but I'm going to get out of here since I got some bad quality going on. Quality control has spoken. So I'm out of here. I'll see you guys later. Oh, thanks. Epic fail. Thanks a lot, guys. All right.
Have a
Merry Christmas and all of that stuff. And I'll probably be on one of you guys' shows between now and Christmas. So y'all have a good one. Check out abadbadcast.com, yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. And kayakfishingradio.com. So until next time, let's see. We got to find some sort of music to get out of here in.
It actually just cleared up.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yay. All right. And everybody's going, oh, man. Come on. No, actually, the funniest new show that I've seen on TV recently since Chuck was getting off on his... Discovery Channel stuff was on True TV, besides World's Dumbest. That's like the greatest show ever. But it's called Impractical Jokers. If you ever get a chance, give that a watch. Man, that is like some really, really funny stuff. All right. Thank you guys for I appreciate you guys for telling me that my broadcast was bad. Because I can't tell from here. You know, I'm not listening to myself or anything like that. So I can't rap. Come on. That's one thing I don't do. I can do all kinds of stuff with music, Mark, but not rapping, man. That's definitely not my thing. I can't rhyme. Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to bail anyway. So anyway, abadbadcast.com. Yakangler.com, kayakfishingradio.com. Tune in to the landing crew tomorrow at 8, right here on Kayak Fishing Radio. And I shall see you folks another time. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year's. And, well, I'll be back before New Year's. But y'all take care, man. Have a good night. See ya.